The campaign is a really great campaign for us, because our purpose when we started a business was to help people, you know, live well and die old. That's our purpose. It's a little bit quirky, but that's what it's about. And that's about giving natural food and drink and getting fruit and veg into people. So this campaign for us really gets kids linked into learning where fruit and veg comes from, how to grow it, and really it's a really important life lesson for them to take forward and understand where food comes from. We also believe that if they grow food and have great experience with it, like you know, simple vegetables like spinach or whatever it might be, that actually they'll enjoy eating it a lot more as well, because they understand a lot more about it. So for us, the campaign is really important. Comes back to our purpose about, you know, helping people basically have a better diet and improve their lifespan and their way of life.
What are the most popular varieties, or what are the most popular fruit and vegetables that people ask for or try to plant?
Yeah, well, we obviously try and pick something that's reasonably easy to grow, because children can be impatient, and they almost like plant a seed and want to see something sprouting the next day. And so we, things like spinach and cress and things like that, where they see a pretty quick reaction, is important, because it just, again, encourages them to stay with it, because, you know, they can maybe have a short attention span. So anything that really kind of is green and sort of shoots fairly quickly is really what helps.
And the teachers and parents, I mean, do you get feedback from them as well?
Yeah, we've met massive feedback from teachers and parents, because, again, it's great experience. It's a collective group experience for the class. It brings people together. We had a great story, actually, from one of the years from another school, where a parent came in, a dad actually came in and said, you know, thank you very much for this campaign. It's helped me connect with my son, which is a massive, you know, when you think about it, you know, it's a massive benefit. So, you know, the son wasn't particularly sporty or whatever it is, but he brought home the seeds at the weekend, and the dad obviously, you know, was kind of had some knowledge about growing and things like that, and it gave them a way to bond, and which seems incredible. But, you know, that's just one of the impacts and one of the stories that we've heard back around, you know, the wider impact of how a campaign like this can be really beneficial for people.
Yeah. It's also, I think it's also quite uplifting for people, isn't it? I mean, there's that connection. They did a study recently about the connection that we have with trees and with greenery, and how, you know, neighbourhoods with more trees have lower crime rates and stuff like that. I mean, they're not quite sure what it is, but there's obviously something there that calms us down.
Yeah, and I'd agree with that. I love nothing more than, you know, and I constant battle of trying to get my kids out and you know, get their hats and coats on and just get out and about. But, you know, I really love it, and, you know, it's a fantastic way to spend time. And I think it's also, in terms of, you know, the stressful society and the expectation that the world has on everybody now, that actually, you know, if you just get out and walk in a park or go for a run or something like that, it's massively calming and beneficial. I really recommend it, yeah. And unfortunately, the world that we're in nowadays seems to kind of be at odds with that. And I think any activity that gets us back out there in the fresh air, learning about, you know, just the natural things in the world, is really great.
And now, talking with Michael Kelly, and you're doing Sow and Grow, a new setup. You're the founder of GIY, yep. Grow It Yourself Ireland. And this initiative now, you're bringing growing into schools. So maybe tell us a little bit about that.
We would always see kids as being obviously fantastic place to start when you're trying to encourage people to grow their own food, because they don't have any of the hang-ups that we adults have, I guess. The idea of it is really simple, that we take food growing, which can often seem very complicated and lots to learn and all the ridiculous Latin names for plants and things, and just bring it back to its basic level, which is that the pure joy of it is about sticking a seed into the soil. And so what we do is the schools sign up to take part, and they register for a free kit, which we send out to the school, which has 30 little planting cups and soil and seeds that they need, and a very simple resource pack for the teacher. So the idea is that any teacher, no matter how much or little experience they have of growing, can take part and lead the kids in a kind of a lesson. So it's a very, very simple in-classroom project, and we've just found it to be tremendously successful. So this year, over 130,000 kids across Ireland and the UK will take part, mostly, you know, thanks to Innocent, I suppose, for all of the support they give us and the funding that they put towards this. And really what it is, what for us it's about, is for most of these kids, it's the first time they've ever grown anything. We would hope it's, you know, the start of a journey that will hopefully follow them right through their lives. And we know from the research we've done that kids that grow some of their own food, ultimately they have better understanding of nutrition. They eat more fruit and vegetables. They, you know, their overall knowledge about food increases dramatically. And so it's really about creating food empathy, as we call it, or a deeper connection with food, and starting them at a very young age.
I mean, and that's very important now, because people, particularly people who live in cities, and often people living on farms too, sometimes don't know as much about growing as you'd imagine. We've become very removed from our food. We've become very removed from where our food comes from, or even from the seasonality of the foods, you know, what's in season when.
Yeah, exactly. We've been just completely lost, I think, that connection with food and how it works. And I think the result of that then is what we see in terms of childhood obesity and all the other diet-related problems that we see, because we don't have that understanding of seasonality and nutrition and just the very basics. Like, we hear it all the time that kids don't necessarily even understand that veg was actually grown by someone. You know, they think it just appears in the supermarket. And so re-establishing that connection, even in a very small way, is a very, very powerful thing. So it's, for us, it's about creating a small food growing experience for a child, and then replicating that at scale, as you know, getting as many kids as we can involved. And that's what Sown Grow allows us to do.
And of course, there's environmental benefits as well if you're growing local and eating local.
I think there are environmental benefits. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's you know, in the same way that it helps kids understand about nutrition, it also helps them understand about, you know, food waste, living a bit greener, living more sustainably, and that's very important as well.
And now, talking with Zoe Quinn, and you are the teacher who's been very involved with getting everybody out sowing and growing. What was it that attracted you to the project?
I suppose I wanted the boys to get interested in cooking, in being able to know about food, to have a better attitude towards food. And I found in this area, it's a disadvantaged area, there wasn't a huge knowledge. And so when the Sow and Grow project came along, I thought it was a great opportunity. It was so easy for us. The packs were sent out to the school and they gave us so much information. So that's where it all began, really.
And your class went to Bloom as well, didn't it?
Yeah, so we won the competition and we had great fun during the competition. And then we won a trip to Bloom, which was amazing for some of the boys because they've never had the chance to go, or wouldn't have the chance to go to a competition like that. So we got to see loads of different gardens and they had such a great day, such good fun.
And what was their favourite thing? I mean, what was their favourite part about growing, or their favourite vegetable?
I suppose seeing the outcome of it, like, we grew courgettes that grew huge and they got to take them home, and this was just amazing to them. There was such a self-achievement for the boys to see it, and they also got to share all the information they learned with their families, and we suddenly found that parents and children were bonding over the process of growing vegetables and they were totally interested in it.
And what was the competition that they won, and what was it that you think made them win?
So what you had to do was you had to write garden blogs online and post them up and take pictures of the whole process of it. So by taking the pictures, they could look back on where they started to how they finished up. And they became incredibly creative. So we wrote our own song about growing different fruit and veg, and they just loved coming up with new ideas all the time. And this kept them interested, along with boys loving to get their hands dirty. So they found this amazing.
I mean, I was talking about that with Tim Casey as well, that particularly for boys, sometimes they find it hard to sit still in a classroom. So this is a chance to get out and be active.
Oh, totally. It was a huge chance for them. And they loved the whole process of getting their hands dirty whatever we did. It was just amazing for them. And they were allowed to get dirty and they were allowed to get out and dig in the mud. And it was just, they loved it. They were so interested in it. Really, really captured their imagination.
And how many of them kept it going and then kept it going in the next years at home with their own families?
So there was one boy in particular who totally kept going. So he started growing pumpkins with his dad this time we started growing pumpkins, and now then in October his pumpkins were ready, so he brought us in one to have a look at, and they really bonded over it. And now, since winning the competition, it's the school now has, the principal's been encouraged to set up our school garden, so it's really, really benefited the school, because now we know the interest of the boys, so now hopefully in the next coming years we'll have our own lovely garden.
So you'll have your own school garden, and there'll be some boys dedicated to keeping an eye on it and keeping it growing.
Sure, so we've already made a garden committee, and we've picked an area, and so we're going to start small this year with just potatoes, which we're going to sow next week, and then after that we're going to expand it, and then hopefully we might try and get a little shop going or something to sell what they make. So the whole school are really on board with the whole garden.
I'd say they'd love that idea, a little bit of entrepreneurship.
Sure. It was great to see them so interested in it. And now they're all coming to me with different ideas on what we could do, and could we get hens, and we could sell the eggs, and then we can use the money to get the compost. Like, they totally totally captured their imagination.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. And do you think this is the type of thing that should be on a curriculum? I mean, should it be allowed for in every school?
I totally think it's a thing that should be on the curriculum. In most schools, there's healthy eating policies. So this kind of integrates with the healthy eating policy. And I just think it's so important nowadays for kids to know all about food, from where it comes from to how to cook it. So along with the gardening aspect, we started a cooking club last year. So this way we could integrate both of them. And it's teaching kids a different skill, particularly boys, and they, you know, going forward, they always have that skill, and, you know, just for a healthier lifestyle, it encourages it.